get it. The Bird Show.
All right, Holly is on hold right now. We all had the sense in talking to her on Friday. She really wanted to narc on her roommate.
Mm-hmm.
She felt like, look, man, I went to school going through ceremonies, but I deserve to go through ceremonies. And her roommate hasn't gone to school in 3 semesters. But she was trying to fake it this weekend and fool her parents that she was really graduating. And our listener here, Holly, wanted to narc on her. So we'll see what she did here in just a couple seconds. It is not too late to sign up for the 2-day walk for breast cancer.
That's right. The first weekend in October is when the Atlanta 2-day walk for breast cancer takes place. And we call it the Atlanta 2-day walk for breast cancer because every single dollar that goes to this walk goes here in Atlanta, stays in here in Atlanta to different organizations helping with breast cancer. We have walked for several years with the Atlanta 2-day walk for breast cancer. Thank you to Dr. Cavalli, who again is our sponsor this year. We want you to join our team. It's not too late. And we have practice walks all summer long. So go to Q100Atlanta.com and find at how you can sign up.
All right, let's go around the room here and make predictions. Wendy, you aren't here, so I don't know if it's fair to ask you. Melissa, what did Holly do this weekend?
I think that she confessed to her mom, and when her mom told her it's really none of her business, she got mad at her mom for not being as dramatic as her.
How about you, Hobby?
That's an extended prediction. I'm thinking that she definitely told her parents, but not the roommate's parents.
Jeffrey?
I think she pulled it off without a hitch.
The roommate?
The roommate pulled it off. Oh, you're asking what the girl did? I think she didn't say a word, and I think the roommate pulled it off without a hitch.
I'm going with she talked to her own parents about it also.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have the guts to go to the roommate's parents, but I think she probably went to her own parents. Shall we find out?
We shall.
Let's find out together, will we?
Hey, Holly, you're back on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, congratulations on graduation.
Yes.
Thank you. It's official.
Yes.
Did that feel good?
Yeah.
I bet.
So glad to be done.
Good.
I had senioritis.
And how about your roommate? Did she graduate this weekend, quote unquote?
She did not graduate this weekend.
She did not. How did that come about?
Well, I did. After our conversation, I did take into account what you guys said, and I stayed out of it. And I did not say anything. I didn't call my parents.
Okay.
Didn't tell anybody. I just figured that, you know, something would have to happen when she got there, and I was just going to let it be their, you know, their deal. So our parents drove up together. We all went out to breakfast. At breakfast, thankfully, she says that she has something to tell them, that she knows that they're going to be, you know, upset and angry, and that she's sorry that she didn't tell them, you know, but she wanted them to know in person. So I'm thinking at this point, oh, you know, this is such a load off. Like, she's finally going to come out with this. Like, it's going to get done. It was early in the morning. The day would still go on. And she comes out with yet another lie of a long story saying that the reason why she's not graduating that day is because she didn't notify the school in time.
No.
And she missed the deadline to get her cap and gown.
Oh.
So that she wasn't able to walk, but that she would get her diploma in the mail. Nothing about not being in school for 3 semesters, nothing about anything. Like a complete, another huge story.
So what how did her parents react?
They were, you know, a little upset, but they, you know, more disappointed that, you know, she had been irresponsible and missed this little deadline. But nothing... Nothing big. And of course she said, you know, oh, well, we'll all watch. They would watch me graduate and she would sit with them. And, you know, it was okay that she wasn't going to walk. And she was starting, they were like, you know, kind of upset. But I mean, it was nothing of what it should have been or would have been. And they still have no idea. I'm going to be sitting waiting for the diploma in the mail.
So you're on this emotional roller coaster all weekend because you're like, you know what? I'm just going to take the high road. It doesn't matter. This is all going to pan out the way it's going to pan out. And then you actually think, you know what? She's going to come clean. Good for her. This is the way I wanted it to happen. And then she actually piles on to the lie and comes out looking better now than she did originally. And that must have annoyed you all weekend.
Well, yeah. I mean, until we started partying. But yeah, it did annoy me during the graduation part. I mean, it was just absolutely ridiculous.
Did you feel like telling your parents the truth?
You know what? No, at that point, like, it had been, it's so past the point of frustration, and I really wanted to enjoy my graduation. I really was, you know, so happy to see my family. But at that point, like, I just, it was almost just like, Patty, I can't even deal with it, you know?
He didn't want it to be about her anymore.
Well, now I don't have to live with her anymore. I don't even want to see her anymore. Like, it's just so disgusting that she can be so good at lying.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if there's anybody listening right now that never graduated from college, but your parents think you did.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because she may be able to go her entire life, mm-hmm. and her parents would really never find out. I think there are some parents that want to see the
diploma.
The diploma, and want to see cap and gown and all that. And I think that there are others that would just let it go.
Well, like, for instance, in one of my many moves here in Atlanta, I lost my diploma, so I have to go back to UT. And I'm at some point when I think about it and get it reissued to me. So I did graduate, but I don't have a diploma. It's very, I mean, there is no, most people don't have their diplomas posted on an office unless you're in a profession that you have to show it. Yeah, exactly. So
did we ask you this? Is was your roommate being funded by her own parents for the last? She was. So all that, where's that money been going?
I don't have any idea.
Ooh. Oh.
Mm.
But not your problem. Just like we said last week. And now, really not your problem, because it's like you said, you don't have to stare at it anymore.
Yeah, now it's done. I mean, there's a, you know, a part of me that really, was angry, like you guys said. Like, I am mad that, you know, she had all this extra money and she wasn't doing anything for it and all of those things.
Yeah, I could see how that could bug you. I mean, you're struggling along here, trying to pinch pennies to graduate. And here you've got somebody in your own house that's wasting the money, not using it on what they should be using it on. While you struggle, I can understand why you built some animosity there.
But you know in the long run that you have the benefit.
You have the diploma.
Yeah.
I know, and it was worth all the hard work. I don't even think that I really, until we talked about it the other day, I don't think I realized, like, exactly why I was upset or how upset or any of those things, you know?
Here's Chris to use a word on the show that we don't use often, and it's called maturity.
Maturity. I'm extremely impressed with the fact that she grew up this weekend and realized that, you know, if someone gets away with something and it doesn't hurt you, really not your problem.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking the entire time when you guys were talking about this last week, I'm like, you know, she just is pissed off because this girl's getting away with something and she doesn't like it. And, you know, it's really not that big of a deal. She has to deal with those consequences. It's not Holly's problem at all.
You're right, but it certainly is legit to have those kind of feelings.
Sure. I can understand having those. We've all had them, but, you know, it's a sign of maturity to actually realize that, you know, it's not your problem. Mm-hmm. Deal with it. Move on. So I just want to say congratulations. You graduated from college. That's a big step. And, you know, you grew up a little this weekend, so I'm impressed.
Well, thank you. I don't know. I felt more like it was a moral responsibility, though, too.
That's justification.
Yeah, that probably
that's you.
Yeah.
No, it's just like, I mean, if you know somebody's cheating on somebody, like, if you don't tell them, it's not your business. But at the same time, like, whereas I don't know where all of those lines are yet. Maybe I'm just not, you know, mature enough to understand yet what I should stay out of and where I'm supposed to step in.
If you weren't so close to it, that's probably a pretty good argument. But you were so close to it that had you narked on her and used the, well, is it responsible for me just to let this go argument? I don't think many would have bought it. So I think you did the right thing.
Well,
I think it would have probably been more important for her to intervene if she was duping the school somehow rather than duping her parents. You know what I'm saying? If she was actually getting a diploma without doing the work?
Uh-huh.
That to me would have been more of a moral issue than the telling the parents.
Yeah, I think you handled it great, and it's over. I mean, you can wash your hands of it. You'll lose your roommate. You'll never see her again, so who cares?
Yeah.
And you got your diploma.
And you got your diploma. That's what the highlight of the weekend has to be, needs to be, and all you remember about.
Definitely is. I'm so happy.
Can you tell us what school it was now?
Don't do it.
No.
Don't do it.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Hannah here, we'll call her, wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. This seems like a slam dunk. Of course you go to the mom. Come on, man. 10 years old? I can't even imagine. 10 years old? Hayden is just about 7 now.
It's just it's too young.
Real 7 or Burt Math 7?
No, it's like real 7. It's coming up before you know it. 7. So to talk about 10-year-olds? So, and I'm going to warn you again that we consider this the adult portion of the Burt Show, that if you have kids that are listening right now, this subject matter may be way too deep for them, but we assume that they're in school or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So it may get a little more graphic than you want. All right, Hannah, you are on The Voice Disguiser. Hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, how are you? Look, I don't want to read your email and miss a detail, so why don't you relay exactly what's going on with your daughter so we don't miss anything?
Sure, sure. My daughter and I are pretty close. Usually I tell her, tell mommy anything, and we'll work it out after that, but make sure you always tell me the truth. And she came to me, and she basically said to me that her best friend just confided in her that she's had sex. More than once, with more than one person.
Mm.
So immediately, I was appalled. I was disgusted, and I wanted to speak to her mom right away. I spoke, you know, at first I told my daughter, is it okay if I speak to your dad about it? Because I didn't want to betray her trust.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, sweetie, you know, mommy's going to discuss this with daddy. Is this okay? And she said, that's fine. So I spoke to my husband about it. And because we have had problems with this particular mom before, he's like, you know how this woman is. She has a very bad attitude, and I don't want drama. I don't want problems for our daughter at school with her child, and I don't want, you know, problems with her, you know, seeing her, her giving us an attitude.
Let's just go off on a little tangent here for a second. What kind of problems, just to define the mom that we're talking about here?
Well, her mom is one of those parents that, you know, don't tell me anything about my kid. Last year, she had asked my daughter if they can cut school together. Like, don't go on the school bus. Let's wait till your parents leave, and we can hang out at your house.
Mm-hmm.
And right away, my daughter told me, because she's terrified. She's like, you know, I don't want to see them. I'm not cool, but I don't want to do it. So I spoke to her mom about it, and she got upset with us.
For what was...
saying that,
what?
Because she's basically saying that, you know, she went to her daughter, and her daughter said, no, that's not true. She's lying. That's not true. And she basically said, get your facts straight before you come and tell me anything about my child.
And it could have been an attitude thing also.
Right.
Just, okay.
Right.
All right.
So her child, her kid can do no wrong no matter what.
Exactly. Exactly. So because of that, my husband, he's like, listen, you know, we got a doorbell ringing in our ear, you know, late at night, and I'm upstairs hearing her mother chewing into you, telling you to mind your own business. He said, if you want to go through that again, you're on your own.
So she came over to your house after bedtime and confronted you in person?
It was 9:30 at night when she got home from work, and we're just hearing the doorbell ding, 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 ding. I'm like, who in the world is that? Answered the door, and she was like, you know, first of all, let me tell you, I spoke to my daughter, and she said, your daughter is completely lying, and I'm very upset that you even believe your child before even coming to me. You should have found out first before you opened your mouth.
This is about the ditching issue.
Wow.
This is about the ditching issue. And my husband has to basically come downstairs and say, listen, you guys are doing this in front of the house. Why don't you come inside? And she goes, no, I don't want to come inside. But tell your wife she needs to learn to mind her own business.
Mm. Okay, so then why don't we go ahead and progress now with your daughter's friend's story.
So now, with where we are right now, you know, my husband basically said, listen, you know, stay out of it. And my thing is, I'm very concerned because, you know, this is an adult issue. This is not... you know, oh, we got into a fight at school, she pulled my hair. This is something that kids cannot handle on their own. First of all, I'm very upset because, you know, after that first day, she's been repeatedly discussing things with my daughter. I had to be able to, I had to sit down, my husband and I, and give my 10-year-old, you know, sex education that I didn't want to do. I had to discuss hickeys because she showed my child a hickey.
Oh.
You know, on her chest, I had to discuss oral sex. I mean, things that... I do not want to be touching, you know, but I have to force myself to discuss this with my daughters. I'm serious.
I just want to get you guys into the mentality of this 10-year-old for a second, so I'm going to read this line that, right from your email, and it's pretty nasty. It says that, you know, this little 10-year-old girl approaches our listener here's daughter, and her daughter says, no, that's nasty. So her 10-year-old friend says, don't be scared. If you don't want to have sex, you can just suck it if you want.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I mean, I have been sick to my stomach, but I will say that I have a little update from when I spoke to your producer on Friday.
Okay.
The young lady's mother, her sister-in-law, and I have a, you know, more of a hello, how you doing relationship. So I approached her.
Okay.
I spoke to her, and she even told me, ooh, I don't know if you want to discuss it with her mom.
Because
her mom is not, you know, she's not approachable.
So her mom wouldn't believe you.
She's saying that she's thinking her mom would be so embarrassed because she said, I don't want to start any problems, but I don't think her mom really likes you.
Well, I met a Burt Show listener over the weekend that is a guidance counselor at an elementary school. And so I'm curious, does your school have one?
I'm not sure. I was actually thinking of possibly speaking to the principal.
Because if you have a counselor, I would see if there's a counselor first at the school, and that's who I would talk to instead of the mom. If the mom's not going to be receptive to it, because the girl is in trouble. This girl is definitely in trouble, and I think as a parent, I would be concerned about her even being friends with my daughter. But if there's a counselor at the school, she is equipped, or he would be equipped to how to handle this situation.
Exactly, because I don't want her in my home. Mm-hmm. Until I know that she is getting the help and the counseling that she needs, I no longer want her around my child.
Here is Haley, who also wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Go ahead, Haley.
Hi, I wanted to say I went through this with my daughter was in the third grade, about 9 years old.
Oh, God.
And it was a little bit different. Her friend told her she had been raped. And my little girl came to me because she didn't know what that word meant. So it opened up that whole discussion, but we were friends with these people and I didn't really know how to address it. So we did go to the school counselor that way, because once you report them like that, they have a duty to act on it. Mm-hmm. And as things progressed, they didn't know that we were the ones that instigated it. And they had a big counseling meeting with all little girls who had heard the story. But as it progressed, it came out that this little girl had not been raped, but her older brother was being molested, and she knew about it, and she was taking on his.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, this thing psychologically is so much deeper than just a mom-to-mom conversation, you know?
Well, and the children that are acting out in this way and talking about it in this way are most likely being abused.
Sure.
I mean, it's not going on between 8-year-olds. Or between 9-year-olds. If someone...
It's not like she's got a serious 11-year-old boyfriend that they've been together for 5 years.
Right. I mean, they're receiving some sort of abuse, like she said, or, somebody in the family is.
And that projection stuff thing is wild. Like, that's worth looking into right there. It. Yeah.
There are two calls that are coming in more than anything else. And one is go to the guidance counselor. That's the one call. And then there's one that's obvious also that Melissa brought up. Hey, Aniston, go ahead. You're on Q100.
If it were me and it was my daughter, I would just cut the friendship off, and I would be like, even if the little girl did get help, she's still always going to have those problems, and I wouldn't want my 10-year-old exposed to it.
And to me, there's a fine line, because you don't want to teach your child to judge her,
Exactly.
It sounds so harsh, but there's got to be a way to bring those two things together. We need to get her help. And, and somehow protect your kid.
Yeah, there's a little girl that really, really, really needs some help right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a major white flag there. And if people aren't going and doing anything about it because of her mother, then her mom's hurting her on a whole bunch of different levels, And you could be the one that could actually step in and do something and save this girl. And it sounds like the only avenue you can really take is go to the school counselors.
That's definitely the route I would take.
It would be speculation to say something, but the mother may be defensive. Because there's a man in her life that she's defending or protecting, who could be doing something to the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm disgusted because the fact that I went to her sister-in-law and she said to me, I'd be very careful with that one because I know how she is.
I mean,
this is just the kind of case where if you don't get involved, it is something that you will regret if something happens to that girl.
Right.
And there is something happening to her.
Yeah.
That's
more.
What I'm telling my husband. It is my obligation as a parent to get involved. I don't care. She doesn't speak to me anyway, so it's not like I'm going to lose a best friend over this.
Right.
So I really don't care about that. I just don't want... what I'm afraid of is even if it's brought to the mom's attention, that she may beat the child, she may attack her in a way that makes her rebel. But there's so many other things that can happen after it's exposure, it's brought to light. That to me, this little child obviously is looking for attention or love in a place that she's not getting it, and beating her is not going to make her stop.
Well, I mean, there's only so much you can do, but by going to a counselor, the counselor will talk to the child individually as well and is capable of doing that.
Right.
And then maybe get to the bottom of what's really going on in that house.
Hey, Tina, did you want to be on the Voice Discasser also?
Yes. I don't know if someone has made my point yet, but it could be that the little girl is being molested at home, and the mother may even know about it, and that's the reason she's so resistant.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, call defects or somebody. Let somebody know. You just can't keep quiet about something like that.
You really can't. I mean, and that's what everybody is saying across the board. You just can't hold this just because of the mother.
But I think the consensus is not to go back to the family.
Right.
That's
right.
You already know how that is, and I know that's your husband's concern. So that's don't go back to the family. Now you have to go to the some person of authority.
I wonder if you don't get any kind of reaction from the school administrators or counselors.
She will.
I wonder if you go to defects directly.
No,
on that.
She will.
The
will?
School
because once you report that to the school, like the earlier caller said, there's an obligation to follow up.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably, I guarantee you, the school already has representatives at the government, appropriate government agencies.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the counselor would be the first step. Then they would probably call in this person. And then
it's out of your hands.
And then it's out of your hands because they will determine the severity of the situation and handle it.
And that's what counselors are there for. They're trained for matters like this. So that's what counselors are in schools for.
And I would feel more confident going to a school counselor rather than directly to DFACS. Because I just think that agency is so overwhelmed that the folders get misplaced, things get lost in the shuffle from, whatever. And
it's been my experience that they act very, very quickly.
And then I think, but I think if you have the school counselor involved, that's another voice who will be following up and making sure that things stay on track.
I'm gonna take one more call and then we'll move on because pretty much everybody's saying the same exact thing. But go ahead, Melissa, you're on the Voice Disguiser.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to call because I'm a parent of an abused child, and I was also abused as a child myself, and I have gone to multiple support groups and all that, and the statistics on this is very overwhelming, that 1 in 3 girls under the age of 18 have been sexually abused.
1 in 3?
And that's just of the cases reported.
A lot of friends, yeah. I had several friends that were.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this idea that their mothers didn't know, and in the end, they did.
Right. Well, my mom has just found out about my abuse, and I'm 24 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it happened, from the time I was in about second grade till middle school, and it was by, a neighborhood kid. So, I'm glad that y'all are bringing this up and talking about it, because like a caller said before about not letting the mother be friends with the child, that's the last thing that you want to do, because that teaches the child that that's frowned upon. And in society, we've made it so just horrible that this has happened to you, and ultimately it's never your fault.
Well, Hannah, I mean, you really got to get some advice from a professional at school. I mean, that's what everybody is calling and saying. So if you are looking for advice from us this morning, this is actually one of the few times that we actually have real solid advice from most of the listening audience telling you there's only one thing to do here.
Okay, and I will take that advice. Unlike some listeners, I will take that advice.
Yeah, please do. Please do, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Q100. What you hear is what you get. Real people. Real radio. The Burt Show. Q100. You're on The Burt Show.
So the question here really was, like, is there anybody listening right now? You're all lined up, right? You're getting ready to get married. And your in-laws, maybe your future father-in-law or your future mother-in-law pull you to the side and go, my baby girl's not good enough for you. Or, are you sure you know what you're doing? You sure you know who you're marrying here?
They come to you and say, don't marry my son because of blank, blank, and blank. Or, I don't think you should marry my daughter because of blank, blank, and blank.
Zero shortage of calls here.
Wow.
Jessica, do you want to be on the Voice Disguiser or no?
Please.
Okay, go ahead.
So, about 4 or 5 years ago, my current husband and I were dating, and he's one of those guys that just needs to be taken care of, and so all of the issues that I was having, his mom had taken care of, and so I talked with her, and she's like, the problems aren't going to change. He's not going to change. He's going to be the same, so leave him now. If you don't want to be okay with those problems, leave him now. and I married him anyway, and I'm currently going through divorce.
For those reasons?
Yeah, actually.
Really?
I wonder if by the time we're done with this, I wonder if we're going to find a reoccurring theme that if the future in-laws warn you, that maybe you should take the advice. Because that's the first one, and she said, I didn't listen, and now I'm in the middle of a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
But why wait until the wedding day?
Yeah, well, it doesn't necessarily have to be. I mean, it could be a week before. It could be 2 weeks before.
Yeah. But that's when there's no turning back. That's why they bring it up then. Okay. Everybody's a procrastinator.
Megan, go ahead.
I was going to say, everyone procrastinates, even on emotional issues. Hey, not just work deadlines.
You're on the Voice of Scottsdale, Megan. Go ahead.
I am the mother of my son and the mother-in-law of my future daughter-in-law. Mm-hmm. She actually called me up and she's like, you don't want to let this happen. She's going to destroy him. Your son is a good boy. He's hard worker. He's going to school. He's got his life together. She will destroy his life. Do not do this.
Mm-mm. So wait a second. Wow. I think I have this little twisted. The mother of the
daughter
was calling to warn you to tell your son not to go
through with the marriage.
So from like mother to mother, we got to talk here.
Yes. And I am so glad that she did that. Actually, 2 weeks before the wedding, the girl just went absolutely psycho. And she, like, what the mother, what she tried to warn me, she just, self-destruction. She just, she cheated on my boy, and it was absolutely, it was crazy. So they didn't end up getting married, but she actually called me up and warned me. She's like, that.
Did you have any indication before that call came in?
Of course, yeah, I had some indications. I didn't like her, but I'm a strong believer that the more I would push my son away from her, the more it would push him towards her.
Mm-hmm.
So I just let it be and let things happen. But did I like her? No, I didn't. Am I glad that the wedding never happened? Yes.
All right. So here we have our first two examples.
Yep.
Where the future possible in-laws were warning, and they were both right.
They were right.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Good morning, Teresa. You're on the Voice of Skyzer.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Actually, mine was that my future in-laws, preachers, actually warned me before I got married to marry my husband because he had issues being faithful. And come to find out, they were very much right because not only did he cheat on me with a family member, it was an underage family member, her friend. And then when I was pregnant with our child, he actually cheated on me with someone else, and she was pregnant at the same time I was.
Wow.
Oh.
And so the advice that they gave was absolutely
right.
Wow. Family member.
3 for 3.
I hope she meant.
Yucky. I hope that was on her side.
Kim, you're on the Voice Disguiser.
My mother-in-law, when she found out me and my husband were going to get married, she was like, why do you want to marry my crazy son? You know, I just took it jokingly, like, okay, he's not really crazy, but he really has some issues, and we are still married today, and I love him for who he is, but, yeah.
She was right.
She was right.
Yeah, he has issues.
Did you appreciate the warning?
She does now. I still would have married him.
You still would have married him?
Yeah, he's a great guy, but I think everybody has an assignment, and he's my assignment.
Oh, man. Our husband's your assignment. That's sad.
But still, that one stayed together, so it's only, what, 3 out of 4 now?
3 out of 4.
That's so sad. I don't want to be anybody's assignment.
The one thing that we do hear, though, is that the mother-in-law was right.
Yeah.
She wasn't making anything up.
That's true.
Right.
Hey, Tina, go ahead. You're on the Voice Disguiser.
Hi. My mother-in-law told me before I got married, she was like, just really think about it. I don't think it's a good thing. You know, he's already had a divorce before. I promise y'all will get a divorce. And I'm hard-headed, so I didn't listen to her. And I wish I would have, because now we're getting a divorce. And everything she said was absolutely right. I just wish I wouldn't have been so hard-headed and I could have listened to her.
So I guess if they're pushed to the point of saying something, then they must be right.
It must be accurate. Yeah. So you're hearing 4 or 5 of them didn't work out, but all of them said
all
the same thing that the moms were right.
The mom was right. The one that worked out called her husband her what?
Assignment.
Yeah.
Listen.
It's the Burt Show.
Previously on the Burt Show.
I was visiting my parents in St. Louis. My mom, she has VHS tapes of Family Moments. And I thought, I'm going to get all of her VHS tapes, take them to get converted to DVD. Take them to this place and I asked them if they could deliver it to her a couple days before Mother's Day. And they also sent me a copy of the DVDs. One of them was labeled Intimate Moments. And I popped it in, and no, was not a montage of Family Moments. It was an adult entertainment tape that they had made back in the day.
Your mom
is going to open up. Yes. Yes, exactly.
That's awesome.
All right, so that's where we were last week.
Not really. Think it's awesome.
Not really.
That sucks.
Yeah, and when we say awesome, we mean really, really uncomfortable. So Christina was going into the weekend, and she thought Mom was going to open that whole thing up, and there was tape, and she's going to be embarrassed and humiliated. So let's find out how it all went.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I think I'm out of the woods.
Okay.
What happened?
Well, I was, of course, stressing out all weekend. And yesterday I said, you know what, I'm just going to get this over with as early as possible. So I called my mom at like 9 in the morning or something. She gets up really early, so I figured she'd be up. But she was actually already, they were, my dad and my mom were at breakfast. And she tells me that she hasn't opened my present yet. So I'm like, oh, okay. So she says, I'll open it as soon as I get home. And so, of course, I'm sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting, biting my fingernails. She doesn't call me until 8 p.m.
Oh, my God. You must have been able to actually hear the seconds ticking off of the clock all day long.
It was horrible. It was horrible. But the good part is that when she finally did call me, she didn't say a thing about it. So, not a thing. She was just like, oh, you know, I opened the present. It was such a nice present. Thank you so much. Didn't say a thing about it. So, I don't know if she never got to that particular DVD, or she just didn't want to say anything about it. I don't know. I don't really care. Just it's over, and I'm just, oh my gosh.
She'll never say anything.
She knows that's in there. She just is not going to tell you.
This is a
Unless maybe she just didn't know that I had a. I don't know. Maybe
she's hoping you don't know. You're hoping she doesn't know. You're just going to leave it at that.
This is don't ask, don't tell policy.
Yes, outside
of the military, right here. Look, That's it. She knows, but we are never going to bring it up.
Right. That is it.
And she knows, or she has no idea that you got a copy of the DVDs, right?
I am. That's what I'm thinking. She probably just doesn't know that I have it.
Perfect. Never tell her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She may throw some subtle questions at you over the next couple of months. Something like, did you ever get a call from the production company? Or
no, she won't.
You don't think so?
No.
She's just going to let it go.
Yes.
Because a mother's not going to want to talk to her daughter about her sex tape.
And you know what you need to do in order to insure it in the next week or so? Say, hey, next time I come visit, we need to watch the DVDs, because that will reassure in her mind that you have no idea what's on there.
Good.
You know what I mean? Like, you throw it out there and like, now I want to make sure we get to watch those next time I come visit.
Yes, that's exactly.
True. Except, yeah, but then make sure you say not the one of you and Dad doing it.
All right, Christina, thanks for giving us the update and congratulations. You dodged the bullet this weekend.
I know. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See why that sometimes full disclosure is a bad thing. This is non-full disclosure right here, and it works out perfectly for everybody. Look, I know, you know, but we're never going to acknowledge it. I am a big fan of that.
This is The Burt Show.